Hello, and welcome to the Rooted in Reliability podcast, your plant performance podcast, where we dive deeper into asset management techniques and know-how. I'm your host, James Kovacevic, and I will be your guide to achieving industry best practice. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is here to provide you with the insights to improve plant performance and deliver bottom-line results to your organization. In case you missed the last episode, you can find the Rooted in Reliability podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the reliability.fm network. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Now let's dive into today's topic. It is my pleasure to welcome Ryan Chan to the podcast. Welcome, Ryan.
Thanks so much for having me, James. I appreciate it.
Well, Ryan, for those that may not be familiar with you, you are the founder and CEO of Upkeep, which is a CMMS. Prior to that, you've spent time in iOS development. You were a process development engineer. You got your CMRP and a BS in chemical engineering. While that was very brief, what can you tell us about yourself that I didn't already cover?
Oh, well, that you didn't already cover. I graduated from Cal. I was a chemical engineer. My first job out of Cal was working in a manufacturing plant and seeing some of the problems in the process, basically said, I want to build software to address this. So, you know, taught myself how to code. And that was really the upbringing of both learning iOS development and also starting what Upkeep is today.
So what got you thinking about creating a CMMS? Why did you want to do that?
Great question. I mean, for me, I think I mentioned I worked in a manufacturing plant. We actually used a different software program that was 100% desktop based. So basically what that meant was all of the techs, all of the maintenance folks, all of the engineers were out in the field on the plant floor. They would write all of their notes down on a piece of paper and pencil. And then at the very tail end of their day, they basically had to come back to the office and retype all of their notes back in. So I said, I want to build something that was made for the technicians and the team that never sits at a desk. So that was really the inception of Upkeep. I said, okay, I want to build a mobile-first platform that's incredibly easy to use, that was built for the technicians. And I want to cut out that entire step of that double entry, triple entry of writing something down on a piece of paper and pencil, coming back to a desktop to re-enter all that information back in.
That is fantastic, because I know when the technicians are out on the floor, they capture their information, they write down notes, they come back at the end of the day, they don't remember everything they did. They don't remember exactly. They're basing it off their notes and, you know, it depends upon their level of detail on the notes, but then they got to double enter it. Or sometimes, you know, there's a clerk going on behind and making sure everything's good. So it just creates a lot of extra work.
What would happen at our plant was the techs would be forced to write everything down and then come back to the desktop. And, basically, this is the tail end of their day. They want to go home to their family, their kids. So now they get this extra step. And what was happening was we would get all of the completed job notes and it would literally say one line. It says, done. And for all the planners, for everyone else, when you go back and look at all the notes that were that was added to this particular job, it was really difficult to understand what happened, who did what steps were taken, what steps we can mitigate against the next time. And again, that all of that just fueled this drastic need. I saw this drastic need in this entire space, in this market, to say, there's a real problem. I want to go out and solve it.
Yeah. And I think that mobile piece, making it user-friendly and intuitive, it's the right combination. I've had mobile solutions that are very unuser-friendly and nobody uses them. So yeah. It's the combination of the two that we really need.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to kind of stem off of that, just another anecdote of what would happen. This idea of putting it on a mobile device seems really simple and really easy. And it is. But people don't understand what the process and workflow looks like when you're using a desktop-based software. So the very, very simple action of saying, I want to snap a picture of this broken HVAC. I want to annotate it and I want to upload that to our system. What does that look like on desktop-based software? It means you pull out your phone, you snap a picture, you put it back in your pocket, you walk back to the desk, you plug it in via USB cord, you upload it to your computer, then you upload it from your computer to your desktop-based software, and then you create the work order.
Yeah, it's not very easy.
But now the whole premise behind building a mobile-first solution was, instead of taking those 13 steps, now what you do is you pull out your phone, you snap a picture, in that same picture, you create the work order and you hit submit. We literally cut out 6 steps from that.
So, and that is the winning combination, right? If we can keep it simple, people will use it and we'll get the right information.
Absolutely. I think data is the most important piece in a maintenance reliability engineer's job function. When we think about maintenance, we often think about something that breaks down, we go fix it. But when we think about reliability, it's using all of those data points to tell us what can we do to improve. And if you have one-liners that say done, it doesn't give you the insight that you need to improve your process.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, Upkeep, you guys have recently started a new campaign titled Unsung Heroes. What can you tell me about this campaign and how that feeds in from everything you guys are doing?
Absolutely. You know, I'm super excited about this new campaign that we just launched. Like you said, it's called the Unsung Heroes in Maintenance and Reliability. This was all centered around the fact that people in maintenance and reliability typically are outside of the spotlight. They only, and what happens is the people in maintenance and reliability, they only get called when something breaks down and someone else needs something to be fixed. We want to shift the perception of this entire organization, entire group, to being very centered on, you know, only being noticed when something happens in a negative way, to shining a spotlight on the work that they do that is extremely important. What we really wanted to recognize and for folks to realize is that maintenance is literally done in every single industry. That's in every single building that you step foot into every single country in the world. But you often don't hear about them. You often don't hear about the people that help support and sustain the building that we stand in until, again, something goes wrong. Like the unsung heroes in our eyes are the folks that, you know, when you walk into your office building and someone's, you know, spills a cup of coffee, there's someone that goes by and cleans it up. Those are the people that we consider the unsung heroes. It's when you're in an office building, you're looking outside your windows and you see these folks who are, you know, suspended 500 feet off the ground, cleaning the windows, so that you can look out your building. Like those are the unsung heroes that we are doing this for.
All right. Excellent. Now, why do you think that these unsung heroes, you know, the electricians, the maintenance managers, the maintenance planners, all these people doing this work in the background to keep everything running, why do you think they're not visible or present? I have my own idea, but I want to hear yours first.
Why? I mean, part of it is that it is part of their job function. I'm not saying that they should, that we should, you know, completely, you know, try to be noticed for everything that we do. I mean, that's not 100% what I'm saying. I think the whole idea of maintenance is to support and maintain the existing state to a place that basically goes unnoticed. And so that everyone else surrounding that piece of equipment or that particular job function can work in harmony.
All right. Excellent. Like, you know, maintain to keep everything at that level that provides that service. So think of water or wastewater. We turn on a faucet. We want water coming out. It's clean. We trust it. But that only happens because of the actions of the operations group at the water treatment plant, the maintenance group keeping that stuff operating.
Absolutely.
I often think that a lot of the work that goes on in maintenance and reliability is not promoted very well because most of the technicians or engineers and those involved with it, they are not very good at sales, marketing, or anything like that. And sometimes to the detriment of their own programs internally to organizations.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And but I think that there's a shift happening right now. And I think that the shift is really important. It comes from being able to measure the impact that maintenance and reliability has. I think very commonly what we hear from some of our prospects and customers in the industry is that maintenance teams are KPI'd and measured against like time to respond and time to resolution of a breakdown. But for me and for us, like, we want to move away from that. That basically puts maintainers in this mode of being reactive and doesn't really showcase the impact that they have on a business. And so I think what's happening and what we are doing with this industry is we're shifting this idea of maintainers and maintenance people being KPI'd off of time to resolution to shifting that towards how does their job and their function affect the bottom line of a company? How does their job prevent breakdowns? How does their job impact, you know, uptime of equipment? How does their job increase the lifetime of a particular piece of equipment so that we don't have to replace it? I think that's what's really needed to showcase the important work that we do.
I 100% agree. And I know most of the maintainers would agree with you as well. So who's the target of this campaign? Is it that group that does this every day, or is it the next level up? Is it those who aren't familiar with maintenance and reliability? Who's really the target of this campaign?
It's everyone, James. It's literally, you know, it's both to showcase the important work that you know, maintenance reliability does for folks that have no clue of what they do. And it's also for the people in this space and in working in this industry every single day to want to be better. I think there's another kind of larger thing that's going on right now with this industry, and it's the perception of maintenance and reliability. Maybe I'll call it more maintenance focused. I think there's a negative perception of the job and function of maintenance. And I want to see the perception across the entire board being uplifted so that it's not just this function that gets called when something goes wrong, but they're a critical piece of our entire business workflow.
This podcast is brought to you by Iridicio. Be sure to check out iridicio.com for a free copy of their ebook, A Smarter Way of Preventative Maintenance. This ebook will allow you to review your current maintenance program and eliminate the non-value-added work you're doing, which is most likely causing you more downtime than it is preventing. www.iridicio.com.
All right, excellent. So it's more focused on, you know, the benefits they bring, not just thinking of them mm-hmm. as the Maytag repairman who shows up only when stuff's broken. Other than that, they're sitting around drinking coffee, not doing anything, mm-hmm. which we know is not the case, but that's the perception that many have.
Right. It's the perception, I think, that matters a lot. And that's one of the reasons why we launched this campaign. It's you know, this is the group of people that we want to shine a spotlight on and just do a deep dive into the work that they do that's so impactful to our every single day that people don't realize until it's gone.
All right. So with that, who are these people and what are these people doing every day that make them those unsung heroes? You mentioned, you know, the person that may clean up the coffee to prevent slips and trips, the window washers, but who else are all these people? What industries do they come from?
It's every single industry. Again, it's literally every single industry that you go into. We find maintainers that support and sustain our world. You know, I'm talking, there's one of our customers that we did an interview with more recently. His name is Tom Newson. Works at a company called American Blend and Filling, a manufacturing plant. They manufacture shampoos. And I remember so distinctly him saying that he feels closer to the community because he's building products that get distributed across millions of people. You know, he personally doesn't get the limelight for saying, you know, he manufactured these. But when he steps foot into a grocery store that sells one of his shampoos, and he sees someone else that picks it up, like that is the, you know, that is the thing that brings him joy. And these are the stories that I want us to surface. Like, these are all the people who support this entire process, so that when we go to the grocery store, we pick up a bottle of shampoo, like, we understand that there were actual people involved in manufacturing this product that we use every single day. There's another story that of one of our customers at a company called Beachfront Only, and they basically manage, you know, hundreds of properties around San Diego, and they've got a big maintenance crew that are constantly getting dispatched. And, you know, it's, again, when we go to a rental property, we step foot into this beautiful, clean property. But there were real people, there's a real process involved in making that, you know, just absolutely pristine, so that we could have an amazing vacation. Those are the people that I want to spotlight and showcase.
Yeah, those unsung heroes are everywhere. Now, what happens if these unsung heroes stop coming to work? What do you think would happen?
Oh, man. You would definitely feel it. You would feel it. You would notice it. And I think something interesting that we were recently talking about was how do we showcase the impact that maintenance reliability has on the community at large? And someone asked, like, what's the best way to do that? And I, you know, to be honest, the best way to do that, to get the most attention, is actually to stop, because that's the time that you realize the impact that you know, they all have. Now, I don't actually promote that.
No, that would probably not go over well.
That would probably not go over well. But I think it just really showcases, you know, if we were to stop doing the work that we would do, what would that actually mean to the process, to the operations, to the entire business? It would be detrimental. And again, like, that is, again, the impact that we have, but is not commonly seen until it's not there. So you ask the question, what would happen when these people stop coming to work? We would absolutely feel it. It would be detrimental to businesses. I, again, don't necessarily promote that, but I'm 100% sure that will happen if they stop coming to work.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was just thinking, I came back off of a red-eye flight last week, and I landed at the airport. It was 5:30 in the morning. You know, I go to get off, and they have an issue with the jet bridge, so no one could get off the airplane. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm in maintenance and reliability, and that's what I do for a living, the 10 minutes it took them to get their maintenance crew over to that jet bridge, I was like, what is taking so long?
Yep.
Why are they not here yet? Why did this break in the first place? And like you said, no one really notices until something's not working.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with that, how do we foster more people to come into this type of work? How do we really get people involved and, mm-hmm. you know, create an interest in it? Working with organizations all across North America and internationally, everyone has the same problem. There's not enough people coming into this type of work.
Yep.
So how do we change that?
It stems off of the perception of the industry. I think, again, people view maintenance as, you know, we break it, someone else fixes it. We've got to shift that mindset. I think it's a broader cultural shift that we need to make. And again, I think it only comes through being able to track, measure, and improve the things that we do and how it impacts the actual business as a whole. One thing that really stood out to me, and I read this from a book by Ricky Smith. I'm not sure if you know Ricky, but maintenance is one of the largest controllable costs in any organization. So again, that just showcases the impact that maintenance has, that showcases the work that they do, And I want us to be able to shift the mindset and perception to really showcase the importance here and the opportunity for us to make true business impact. If we can do that, we change the perception to going from just a cost center to a revenue generator and a trackable, measurable improvement organization, then more people will want to come into this space.
Yeah, and I think that is the end goal. To me, it seems almost slightly overwhelming because then we got to get that down to the high school level, you know, get that into guidance counselors that, you know, this is a viable industry, business, career. I think it's very difficult and it's probably a long way off to getting to that point.
Yeah. I mean, just another anecdote, actually. So I think you had mentioned that, you know, I did the CMRP and I'm really, really happy that I did. But just to give you this idea of perception, basically I posted, I told some of my friends and colleagues that I completed the CMRP exam and passed, and I'm very excited about it. And I got this comment, and to be very honest, it wasn't just one, but I got a few comments saying, "Oh, congratulations, Ryan. You know, what does that mean? Does that mean that I could call you as my plumber now?" And, you know, ha ha, laugh, laugh. But that is what people think.
Yep.
And that is so far from the truth. That is so far from what 99% of our customers do and our prospects and people in this industry do.
Yeah, the CMRP is all around the business, the strategy, the process to doing this stuff efficiently, effectively, and running it like we virtually run every other function in organizations, whether it's procurement, finance, supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
We want to systematize it, make it efficient, and deliver the results.
Absolutely. But that just goes back to this perception of what maintenance and reliability is. And that's something that I really want us to shift. And that's what will get people to come into this industry and be excited about it.
Yes, absolutely. Now, what is the one thing you really hope that the Unsung Heroes campaign brings to organizations? What's that one North Star, I guess?
The one North Star that I really hope is I just really want businesses to shine a spotlight on their maintenance and reliability team. I mean, it sounds so simple, right? Because that's what we're kind of saying from the very beginning. But that's what I hope. I hope that, you know, a company just takes like 1 week, one newsletter, one email that just says thank you to the folks that support and sustain our entire business and operations. I think that will go so long. And if we can do that across, you know, pretty much every single one of our customers and industries, I think that'll go a long way, both in, you know, people feeling supported for the work that they do, and also, again, like raising this perception level.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Now, here's the money question. If you had a magic wand, what is that one thing you would do to change that perception?
If I had a magic wand, what would I change about the perception?
Or what would you do to change the perception? Either or, I'm okay with either.
What would I do to change the perception? I mean, it's a hard question. It really is. But what I really want is for people to be proud of, you know, calling themselves someone who works in maintenance and reliability. I want someone to experience of, you know, me passing the CMRP and getting these comments, I don't want anyone to have that. I want people to understand the true work that we do. And I actually don't know, James, like how I would change that.
Yeah, it is a tough question. I think one of the things that, you know, would go a long way is the professionalization of maintenance.
Yeah.
So the CMRP is one step towards that. The new ISO standard, or not new, but newer ISO standard of 55001. That's another evolution in professionalizing what we do. And I think it's really just doing more of that, professionalizing what we do, I think, will help contribute to that major shift in perception.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we've talked a lot about the perception of maintenance, all the value that they bring, the unsung heroes. But what is the one action you want our listeners to take away from the conversation that we've had today on this?
Yeah. The most important thing to showcasing impact on the business, to up-leveling the perception of this entire industry, is to have clear, defined metrics, goals that we can point towards maintenance and reliability. So there's a few that you probably hear. You know, there's probably uptime, downtime, there's schedule compliance, there's mean time to repair, mean time to failure. What I think will be the most impactful, and I hear it in a lot of organizations, is that they don't have one true North Star and one true metric that they're tracking, and they don't correlate it back to business outcomes. So I think the one action that I want our listeners to take away is to find that one metric, start tracking it, measuring it, and figure out a way to correlate that to the overall business impact and showcase how you're going to improve it. And if you do that, you'll start to see a shift in people's mentality and mindset of the entire industry and space, I think.
I have to agree with that. You know, you start with those organizational objectives, and if an organization is really focused on OEE, mm-hmm. then we take the availability part of that. We dive into that. We do everything we can to drive that availability forward, which then contributes to the overall organizational objective. You got to take that organizational objective, cascade it down throughout the team so everyone knows what their part is. But I think you're 100% right. We have to relate what we're doing to the organizational goals and objectives.
Absolutely.
Well, Ryan, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today about the Unsung Heroes campaign. But before you go, where can people find out more about you, Upkeep, the campaign? Are you guys at any conferences or doing any presentations, webinars, whatever the case is?
Yeah, we've got a ton of stuff going on. Check out our website. It's at www.onupkeep.com. Follow me on LinkedIn. Join our blog. If you're committed to maintenance, you can find more about us online. There's a ton of good resources out there.
All right, excellent. I will make sure to link to onupkeep.com, your LinkedIn, the campaign, a bunch of other stuff that you mentioned, so make it easy to find.
Thanks.
Now, do you have any resources you want to share with our listeners around this?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, one of our big things is we wanted to make maintenance software just extremely, not just easy to use, but extremely accessible. So we've actually got a free product too. So if you check us out, if you go to onupkeep.com, there's a free, there's a sign up for free button. You can use our software 100% for free. Definitely do that. If you are committed to maintenance and reliability, we'd love to show you around as well and help you get set up.
Excellent. I'll make sure to put that in the show notes as well.
Perfect.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day today to talk to us about this campaign and all the things that our maintainers do day to day.
Of course.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, James.
I would like to thank you for listening and remind you that you can always find out more on maintenance, reliability, and asset management at www.iridicio.com and by following our blog. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is a proud member of the Reliability.fm network. I'd like to ask you to please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. It ensures the podcast stays relevant and is easy to find by like-minded professionals. It is only with your ratings and reviews that the Rooted in Reliability podcast can continue to grow. I thank you for providing this small but critical support. We'll see you next week when we dive into another burning topic with Rooted in Reliability, your plant performance podcast.